Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back from the weekend and happy Monday to you. The last Monday of the month of August, by the way, Steve Miggs, if I may just point that out for a second.
Yep, this is crazy. School season starting, baby.
And it's still so hot. I did not sleep very well last night because of the heat.
Yes.
Do you sleep terrible, too?
Always. Every time it's hot, I'm just like, what is happening?
He's all choked up about it, apparently.
He's all choked up about it.
Emo, I'm telling you, it's so hot, I just cry every day.
Labor Day weekend approaching. What did you ever have a Labor Day tradition over the years? Did you ever like go camping or do like a specific barbecue type
when
thing
I was
or
a
anything?
Kid?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I think the tradition was leave Dad alone. He finally has a day off.
Oh God.
What about you?
A lot of camping, a lot of Labor Day camp, a lot of blue tarp camping though. I feel like as a kid it was like Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend. You could always count on a little bit of rain.
This is maybe a stupid question. I think I could put two and two together, but I'd like to know what from your mouth since you said it. What is blue tarp camping?
Oh, blue tarp camping means you go camping and you also bring a blue tarp that you hang from the trees, you suspend to have an increase in shelter when the weather's going to suck.
So camping on a budget.
Yeah. Like, can we just go to a cabin somewhere? Why do we got to be in tents?
You know they have a sale at Target for tents. We don't need to just hang a blue tarp.
It just, you know, you can hang it over your picnic table, get a little bit of extra or dry space. It's good times.
So you just use the tarp for everything.
For everything.
Okay, fine.
Let's get into the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today it is National Banana Split Day.
No,
okay. Of course, you don't like bananas.
I don't.
This was the dilemma yesterday, so we went to the Aqua Sox game. Shout out to all the Rockaholics who came out and said hi. That was a really good time. And then at some point, I was going to get a pretzel. Shocker. And your son, who I love, is like, hey, can you get me some Dippin' Dots? And I'm like, wait a second, you're five. You know, son, tell me what
barking
to do.
Orders.
I was like, sure, buddy. I'll go get you some Dippin' Dots with them. So Danny and I went on a little trip. We get to the Dippin' Dot station, and they have multiple flavors.
So then you panicked.
We didn't know what to do. And unfortunately, your son wasn't answering his cell phone because he doesn't own a cell phone. So we didn't know to call him. But there were different flavors. We didn't know which one to go with. If you were going to Dippin' Dots and you had these options, which one would you go with? And Danny, if I forgot them, please add whatever I forget. We had a banana split, right? We had mint chocolate. We had rainbow. Was there a cookies and cream?
There was a cookies and
cream. Cookies and cream. And was there anything else?
I think that was it. There was it? There were four flavors.
Oysters and clams.
You know,
Which one are you going with?
I would go either the rainbow or the cookies and cream. Probably cookies and cream, but either one of those would be good for me.
Danny, which one did you say you were going to go with?
I would have gone with the banana split.
Right.
Because I remember working at Dairy Queen and they had the banana split blizzard, and that was my favorite.
Dude, the banana split blizzard is fantastic. I would have went with the mint chocolate.
Yeah.
And then the girl that was giving us the Dippin' Dots, she gave a different one. None of us went with rainbow, but that's the flavor we went with, because I was like, he's five. I think rainbow might be the way to go.
That's a pretty safe bet for a five-year-old.
Yeah. Then we get it. We bring it to him. He finally gives me a high five because he refused to give me a high five for the entire day. He almost still wouldn't give me a high five. I'm like, look, buddy, I just bought you some freaking Dippin' Dots. You got to high five me for this.
High for some respect,
right?
Okay?
So he reluctantly gave me the high five. He ate like two spoons of the Dippin' Dots. He's like, I don't know if I like this flavor.
Wow.
I swear, I almost dumped those Dippin' Dots on her son's head.
Oh my God.
Even your dad, his grandpa, the national treasurer, is just like, I'll eat them.
Kids are a joy. They are a treat. They are a blessing.
So we're at the Aqua Sox game, but man, there was some great stuff going on with a former Aqua Sox, and that person would be Cal Raleigh at the Seattle Mariners game. He ended up hitting a couple home runs, including this one.
High fly ball. Way out of here. There it goes. Number 48 reaches the second deck.
So number 48 ties the record for the most home runs by a catcher in a single season. And then later on, what does he do?
Cal, blast off, left field, there it goes, Cal Raleigh! His 49th home run! Storybook season by Cal Raleigh, he has done it! The most home runs all time in a single season by a major league catcher! Once in a lifetime kind of stuff from Cal Raleigh!
Just insane. Big dumper.
That's
what a
boy.
Season. And they ended up winning 11-4, beating the A's, so that was pretty sweet as well. So, and Logan Gilbert, Walter, pitched a gem, baby.
Walter.
What do you have, 13 strikeouts or something like that? It was a freaking awesome day.
We did have some Seahawks preseason action. Rookie quarterback Jalen Milroe showed some potential, but ended up struggling.
Cut the bum.
Three fumbles, five sacks. He did manage a late touchdown, but then Ty Okada also had an interception.
That was cool.
We had some injuries, though. Jake Bobo, our boy Bobo, he had a little bit of a concussion going down.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he's been having a great preseason, and he ran into one of his own teammates head first. It sounds like he's going to be fine.
Sure, sure.
But that just sucks with what a great preseason that he's been having.
Tyler Hall's also got a knee injury to add to the concerns. But, you know, we're still very excited about the potential. Maybe this is our year, Steve.
This is our year. Insert whatever team you want. This is our year.
It is, because the Sounders also won last night 5-2 against Sporting KC. I was losing my mind driving home from the Aqua Sox game.
It was great.
Yeah, so good.
And the Kraken didn't lose.
Go Sports!
Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 84 degrees, it's going to be a sunny day today. And that is the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
I picked up a hitchhiker. Find out why at 620.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently did something that I have never done before in my life, and that would be I picked up a hitchhiker.
I am so glad that we're finally getting to talk about this. I know we talked about this a while back where we took stories from people and the hitchhiking stories that they had, and we shared our times of hitchhiking. But recently you sent a group text to me and Danny, and you said, hey guys, what did the text say? It just said, I just picked up a hitchhiker. Thankfully, I was not murdered.
Yes.
And I was like, excuse me, what?
Spoiler alert, he was not a murderer.
So. Okay.
What happened was, I was gearing up to walk onto the Lopez Island ferry and be picked up on the other side. And as I'm getting my ticket, I hear this guy cursing on the phone and saying, I'm not going to be able to get there till even like 10 o'clock now. He is in a crisis situation.
Is he dropping the F-bombs?
He dropped some F-bombs.
Okay, so he's very angry.
So I'm like, oh no, I see this guy's having a hard time. So then I'm in the little terminal and I hear him come in and he's talking to the guy at the ticket window asking, well, if I'm trying to get to Friday Harbor, but I can't get there till late. If I go to Lopez, is it an easy place to get picked up by boat? And the guy's like, I don't know, man. Like, you're on your own. Figure it out. So I see this guy buy a ticket to Lopez Island, which is clearly not his final destination.
Okay.
So he gets on the same ferry as me.
Pause. Time out for a second. At this point, Danny, are you still invested in what's going on?
No, I forgot about the guy already.
Right, I'd be like, bummer for that guy. And I'd just go like, where are the hamburgers sold on this place?
Can I get a beer?
I am concerned about this guy.
No, it just shows the difference between you, me, and Danny is that we're heartless and you have a giant heart.
He clearly has somewhere very important to be on a completely different island. And I'm wondering, is there anything that I can do to be a helpful person on this ferry?
So because you're noticing that the guy that works for the ferry just isn't able to help this guy.
No,
which,
like,
in all fairness, how...
He's not going to give him the right advice. I don't know.
Right.
So I say to the gentleman, I'm like, excuse me, I noticed that you may be having some sort of a kerfuffle with your schedule. And I was just seeing if there was anything that I could do to help. Sounds like you're going to Lopez Island, but once you're there.
Excuse me, sir. I noticed that you're in peril. And you need someone to get you onto an island. My name is Taryn.
Well, I come to find out from his story, his car broke down in Burlington.
Okay.
So now he's on the side of the highway. He's waiting for a tow, the whole thing. Then he gets in an Uber, arrives at the ferry dock.
Wait, so he says F it to his car,
yes,
gets in an Uber.
Bails on the car, Ubers to the ferry dock, and gets there literally 1 minute after the ferry to Friday Harbor departs. So now the next ferry isn't for like 4 hours or something like that.
Okay.
And I find out that he's trying to get to a bachelor party. And that his friends do have a boat on Friday Harbor, and that they
Taryn Dare's a bachelor party.
You guys need any?
You know I know how to dance.
Hey,
cool
boys.
Dancers. Look okay, at this sorry. Move. So I say, would it be possible? Like, would you like to jump in with my husband when he picks me up on the other side, and we can?
This just got even more interesting.
We can take you to Fisherman's Bay.
And so from Fisherman's Bay, he can get to where he needs to go.
It's kind of a straight shot right across to Friday Harbor.
So he'll get on the ferry with you guys.
So he got on the ferry. We're already on the ferry.
So he doesn't have to really sit in the car when you get on the ferry because he just walks on the ferry. That'd be weird if he's like hitchhiking, just sits in your car, you ride on the ferry, and then you get off the ferry and then he gets out of your car.
But then the best part is we get off the ferry, we're walking together, me and the stranger. My husband is in a car waiting for us and I'm like, hey Brad, this is Tyler. He's going to get a ride to the Fisherman's Bay with us.
So Brad has no idea this is going on. You just show up
with a random dude.
How old is this guy, would you say?
Probably about my age. I'd say, you know, late 30s, early 40s, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's Brad thinking at this point?
Thinking that I'm a crazy person?
Well, he knew that already.
I know. So I let the hitchhiker sit shotgun. I sat in the back. We took him to Fisherman's Bay, and the rest is history.
How long of a drive is it from the ferry to Fisherman's Bay?
Like 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah, we got to know each other a little bit, and not a murderer.
Okay.
But how did he know that I wasn't a murderer, you know?
I think he kind of was putting two and two together. He's like, this woman and her stoned husband are going to get me where I need to go. And at this point, he's desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just got a DM from him.
No.
What?
He just slid into your DMs?
He just slid into my DMs on my fan page.
Do you remember me?
I'm kind of nervous for you to open that because I don't want it to be an unsolicited picture.
Is the picture blurry? Because I know what that means.
It does not appear to be blurry.
Dude, can you write him back? And then we could have him on tomorrow to talk about this.
Yes.
I want to get his perspective because your perspective is ridiculous. I believe everything that you said. I'm not trying to fact check you. I just want to know what it's like from his side and what it was like when a random woman just comes up to him and says, "Hello, sir. I can give you a ride to your bachelor party.
I am your angel sent from the heavens." Yes, I will slide back into his DM, Steve.
Okay. So tomorrow at this time, we can talk to the hitchhiker?
We'll give it a whirl.
Nice.
The Daily Mix Show.
Next weekend, it's the Bike MS Deception Pass Classic, and I, once again, am the captain of the KISW team. You can still join us if you'd like, or support our fundraising for the National MS Society by heading over to KISW.com.
Is the hitchhiker going to ride with you?
Yes.
Tandem?
Kids and parents are getting all geared up for back to school. A lot of kids going back either this week or next week.
When's Barrett going back?
He goes back next week, next Tuesday.
Tatum's first day of kindergarten this Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
It's all happening.
It's crazy.
Danny, Lily's going back to school. Your daughter, she's 11.
She's 11.
And recently you were back in New Mexico with her and you guys chatted about it.
Okay, I'm sitting here with Lily and we're going over your first day of school schedule, right?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what your schedule is.
Okay, so at 6 a.m. I wake up, and then 6:05 I make my bed, which probably isn't gonna happen, but I just put it on there. 6:10 I take a shower, and then 6:20 I get dressed.
Wait, is she this organized?
No.
Then what is happening right now? She sounds like my wife, but 11.
She's manifesting, you
know? Right, like my wife is so routine-based. Like, she's got everything, like, certain times, and dare I F with it. Okay, she doesn't really get that mad, but, like, she does have a set way of doing things.
I was actually pretty impressed that she, like, had, like, I think she was just getting really excited.
Okay, that's fair.
6:25, I do my hair, or dry my hair.
Me too.
And then 6:40, I do my skincare and makeup.
So does Danny, yeah.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah.
Together,
flawless.
Yeah. 6:50, grab backpack and...
Okay, we don't need to tell you what time you need to grab the backpack, do we?
You never know. She might need to grab it at the time to be out of the door, Steve.
So today, she's at school, she's like, "Where is my backpack?" Damn it, I forgot at 6:50 I was supposed to grab it.
Prep, so like make my lunch and stuff. 7, eat breakfast. 7:10, brush teeth. And then 7:15, leave.
And then how do you think your first day of school is going to go?
I mean,
she's exhausted by this. She's got so much stuff to do before even 8 o'clock.
I think it's going to go good, I think. But I also am like, I think it's going to go good.
Okay.
What are you most nervous for middle school?
Okay, what do you think? Go back in time when you were
a bullies.
Young, bullies.
Yeah.
Were you worried about that at 11?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I started a new school in a new town. I was very nervous about getting
there. Okay, that's fair. I feel like making friends would be right up there. Let's see.
I'm like scared to, like, about my teachers.
Oh, are the teachers or bullies? Maybe
they are.
And dude, Catholic boys, all boys Catholic high school. The teachers were bullies.
And I'm also like, I don't know why I'm scared of this, but I'm scared of like going from class to class in 3 minutes because they only have us. We only have 3 minutes to get from class to class.
I forgot all about that.
What if you have to use the restroom?
That's what she said. She was like, "I don't know where I'm going to be."
And I have to like use the bathroom or something. So like, I'm like scared for that. And
well, let me just tell you, I speak from experience. A good like 3-3.5 minute song, I have enough time to get to the bathroom and back in studio. No problem. So I think you got this, Lily. I have faith in you.
But I'm like mostly scared about my teachers.
You're scared to use the bathroom?
No, I'm scared to like...
What, you scared of the teachers using the bathroom? I'm very confused.
Not like if I use my bathroom, the bathroom from the 3 minutes I have to get to my next class, and I like don't finish in time, you know?
No, just don't eat any fiber in the morning.
that's the ticket.
Yeah, otherwise you are screwed.
What do you? So you said you're most scared about your T-shirts. Teachers, what are you scared about them?
I'm just scared they're gonna be like mean.
And what do you do if they're mean?
I don't know.
Like, punch them in the face.
Curse them out.
I can't do anything.
Solid.
What are you going to have for lunch every day?
I'm going to try the school lunch, but if I don't like it, then I'm going to get my normal home lunch.
I was just saying, I'm just going to McDonald's. Screw it. I forgot, dude, that campus. Just triggers so many memories of being in the school cafeteria and just kind of being I was always excited. Like, what is going to be lunch today?
Can I point out that she's never once had school lunch?
What?
Because she refuses. She refused to eat anything from the school cafeteria in elementary school. But what we told her is, like, usually, and I don't know if this is still true. When I was in middle school, the biggest thing was, like, they brought pizzas in from Pizza Hut. They brought Taco Bell in from, like, they had the different burritos and stuff.
Jeez, what kind of bougie school did you go to?
I know.
So I was like, I hope I'm not setting you up for failure here, but they might have that. And she was like, ooh, yeah.
But I would get so fired because I think every Friday was pizza, and it was bad. It was like, you know, probably store-bought freezer.
Still pizza.
But it was like chicken nuggets on one day.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's kind of what made me capable of eating anything that's put in front of me, because I know the food wasn't good, but I was still excited.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was all for school lunch.
What was your favorite school lunch?
I mean, I did get pretty excited about pizza and nuggets. Like, you're hitting the head on both of those.
Yes.
Yeah, so good. Go ahead.
No, go.
I was just going to say, if we can find out how Lily's first day went.
Oh, of course.
I check in with her today, and then we can hear how it went tomorrow.
We'll do it. I'm a little nervous for her, but I can't guarantee you what she's going to say, but I hope so.
What are you nervous about?
Me, I feel like I'm nervous for her homework. Going from elementary school to middle school, I feel like she's going to have a lot more homework. And I do homework with her at night. So at that point, I'm going to be like, I think it's going to be a lot of, hey, go talk to your mom.
Yeah. Hey, Google it. I don't know how to do long division.
Would you like a shot at beating Steve today? This man's record is 270 wins, 85 losses, and 73 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK. And since it is back to school week, we're going to put you in the very front of the line if you happen to be going back to school. Any kind of school. Maybe you're a student. Maybe you're a teacher. But we're going to play Beat Migs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.